Millie?
Molly Johnson is with Affinity Healthcare's Visiting Nurses Program. She and volunteer Jody Froney have come to the Menasha apartment of Millie and Lee Logan.
Hey.
Well, hello, Lee. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I brought your favorite. I was going to say person, but that's not a person.
Molly and Jody have their dogs in tow. Beamish is part golden retriever and part lab. Joe Cocker is, as his name suggests, an English Cocker Spaniel. And Joe isn't the only Briton in the room.
Well, well. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, and you're English.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
and so is he.
Oh, yes, you are. Is she an English Springer?
English Cocker.
Well, that was what my dad read.
Oh, was that?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
They're lovely, aren't they?
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Even though they've only just met, Millie and Jody have already found something in common. They're both from the south of England and share a love of clotted cream and cockers. Millie and her husband are both in their 80s. Their last dog died 3 years ago.
We're too old, and I'm in too bad shape, you know, for a new one. And my husband has asthma, so he can't walk it like he should. So I am delighted to see these guys come. Yes.
The two young dogs get their ears scratched and some doggy treats. But not just any dog can do their job. The Fox Valley Humane Association and Affinity joined forces late last year to form the Hounds Helping Hospice Program. At the shelter, Kathy Schussler heads up the canine portion of the training.
Your dog has to be able to leave it. So if you want to walk your dog over
leave it.
Good girl.
Good girl.
Schussler says a hospice dog has to be obedient and personality counts.
Well, you know, I think everybody thinks their dog would be a great therapy dog because they're sweet and wonderful, and they really are. But we need a dog who is extremely well-trained, who has got that certain sweetness, that a friendliness, but not a wild friendliness where they're going to be jumping or lunging at people and so forth. And we need a calm dog who can be trusted around people, because most of the people we work with are very fragile because of their illnesses.
All right.
So far, the Fox Valley Humane Association has certified 13 dogs through the group Therapy Dogs International. The nonprofit has 13 requirements dogs need to meet, and it gives each therapy dog owner access to $1 million liability insurance policy. Schussler's gathered 3 trained therapy dogs to demonstrate their skills. Each dog is lined up wearing a little blue vest and 2 photo ID tags.
Everybody, sit. Beamish, come.
Very good.
Beamish, the golden lab mix who belongs to Affinity's Molly Johnson, has been going on visits for several weeks. Johnson informally began using dogs as therapy 10 years ago when she'd take her black lab, Calvin Coolidge, on visits. She noticed Calvin had a remarkable bedside manner.
When I took Calvin to see a patient once, every time I would see the patient, we'd have to ask the same questions. Pain, how are you sleeping, just generally, how are you feeling? And he would never tell me the truth, but when the dog was next to him and I was out of the room or what he thought was not within earshot, he would tell the dog the complete opposite of what he would tell me. And so I knew that he just wanted somebody to listen to him. He didn't want anybody to fix things, because I think for him they were okay.
And Johnson says studies have shown pets have a beneficial effect on the terminally ill. For starters, they're good for blood pressure.
The other thing that's really neat is it releases the hormones, the same hormones that make us feel good when we exercise. So for our patients, that kind of gives them, I don't think high is the correct word, but it really gives them a happy feeling, and it's truly related physiologically, absolutely. But also it's a diversion from boredom, diversion from any kind of physical discomfort that they may have. Anxiety reduction, that's a big one.
And therapy dogs spur memories. As she sits in her apartment petting Joe Cocker, Millie Logan recalls her pets from long ago.
My entire life I've had one, and I've had an English setter and a mutt from the pound who was the smartest dog we ever had. And let me see, Cockapoo.
As the visit winds down, Millie invites her guests, human and canine, back with the promise of a tea party.
they just love you regardless. And they're always so happy to see you.
Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.